traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
How did you get the Nate Diaz fight?
Because I thought I had it locked up.
You never had it locked up.
KSI now has like a whole zip code as a record.
Like he's never actually beat someone good.
Yo, you gotta stop saying that!
I said I was not going to say it, but you do have a type.
What's the type?
Whoa.
Like, Giovanni thinks you're gonna die before me.
Bro, and you know what's scary? I think that man knows something we don't.
Yo, this...
Hold on. Before you do that, how fast do I look?
Flying. How fast
do
I
look?
Flying.
Speeding so fast.
I feel like I could sprint somewhere quickly. Welcome back to Impulsive, the fastest podcast in the world. Thank you guys for listening, watching, viewing, and subscribing. Woo! Memorial Day weekend. Hope you had a good one. We're celebrating this week by launching Prime Energy Ice Pop Edition. Prime Energy Ice Pop Edition. There it is. It's so good. This flavor is delicious. When the god nectar hits your mouth, you will have energy, clean energy for hours. No crash. I'm a salesman.
When you say clean energy, what do you mean by that exactly?
Like a windmill, solar? It's basically the solar energy of energy drinks. That's right. I speak for when I drink it. So when I drank our competitors' products, I like to know where we rank as far as what kind of energy I'm getting and how I feel after the initial boost. And for me, I say clean because it feels like I don't have any side effects and I just get the boost. Mm. And that's nice. That feels clean. And the ingredients obviously are very clean. I think this has like 1 gram of sugar.
Does that do anything?
No, 0 grams of sugar and 10 calories. It's a phenomenal product. So Ice Pop Energy this week, Prime Ice Pop Energy this week.
Have you combined that with bedroom stuff? Like, does it provide like a longer lasting erection or anything like that?
No, but I'm interested in making a special edition for you.
That would be nice.
Guys, we're joined with Mike's sister.
She's back.
Abby's back. We know how much you guys loved Abby. She's visiting us this weekend in Puerto Rico. How you having a good time so far?
Great host. You are such a better host than my brother.
Why are you gonna bring me into it?
Because you're awful.
Yeah, why don't you try pulling the mic a little closer to your mouth? Yeah.
He does suck, huh?
He does. I mean, you've stayed there a million times. You know.
I can't anymore because that's how bad of a guest I am. But I have to ask, am I a bad guest or is he a bad host?
He's a bad host.
Yeah.
Listen, you're a train wreck, okay? You make a mess. We've already been over this before. Hey, can I ask you a question real quick? And you could chime in as well, Miss Buttercup. You look like mom right now, by the way, with your Oxford.
Listen, you sound like mom. Honestly, you are the only person I know, now that Logan told me the story, he couldn't sit on your couch at your house.
Yeah, it is. He has a made up rule, because this is the thing. It's not like he has this in his head. It's like as he goes along, he'll figure out the littlest things that bother him and then make it up on the spot. So like 2 person per link in the couch can sit on the back of the chair. And we found that out because there were 3 people sitting. And he said, hey, just could one of you get off? And I don't know. There's a weight limit apparently Mike made up in his head.
You're past it.
Yeah. I'd rather look like mom than sound like mom.
All right. That's enough. Hey, I want to just say this. Take like a real moment for a second here. Do you ever watch the old episodes? Do you ever like go and like tune in for like a old episode, like 1 through 50?
Yeah, I think I actually was better then. I swear to God, I think I like lost brain cells or something. Like, I don't know what happened. I'm just a dumbass now.
I was watching some today, and it's really crazy. Like, at the end of the year, we're coming up on 5 years of this show.
What?
And it just seems like it just went by so fast. And I want to take a second to suck the dick of the audience, dude.
Yeah.
And really say thank you for watching the show for as long as you have. Like We don't get a chance to communicate directly with you as much as we would like, but damn, we've had a long and fruitful run.
Yeah.
And I just want to say I appreciate you guys watching for so long and being so great to us.
That's very cool, Mike. That's very nice of you. Yeah, we don't acknowledge him enough. We love you guys. We love you guys. Seriously, without you, this would be nothing. I didn't know we were doing this right now.
But I'm sorry. I just...
No, I get it. I love this outlet. I love this outlet, and it exists because people watch. And without people watching, I just have a show like... So good news also. Prime is launching in Denmark and Norway on June 7th. And lucky for me, I happen to have a... hot ass Danish girlfriend.
How's that going?
It's great, but I don't speak Danish, obviously, from Ohio, but she does, and so I'm gonna have her cut a promo for Prime in Denmark for all the Danish people who have been asking for Prime. It's now in Bilka.
I'm so excited for her to fuck you. Your call.
No. Sorry. I told her I was calling.
Gosh, wow. I don't give a shit.
I told her.
She's
I was
doing
calling,
yoga,
bro.
Buddy.
I fucking told her I was gonna call.
She's doing a yoga.
Nina.
Class.
There we go.
Oh shit.
Nina.
Hi.
No, screen record.
What? Screen record? Oh, sorry. I'm gonna screen.
I thought you were gonna just call me. I didn't think there was gonna be a face on it.
Well, they can't see your face. Is that why you took so long to answer? I was getting worried.
No, I was in downward dog.
I told you. I fucking told you, bro. I told you she was doing fucking yoga, bro. I said that.
I was doing a nice little stretch.
Okay. Listen, for the Denmark fans, can you let them know that Prime's coming to Bilka, Fat X, and Netto?
I can't even pronounce it.
I'm working on it. Vil du have café? Vil du have café?
Yeah, that's good.
I'm working on it. Good morning, Skit.
Good morning, Skit. Wait, so you want me to tell them that Prime is coming to Denmark?
Yeah, in Danish.
Okay. That's a Denmark. Det er endelig tid. Prime kommer til Bilka, Føtex, Netto og Circle K den 7. juni. Så hold dig hydreret og drink Prime.
Real.
That's a good one.
Real words, bro.
Wow, that was good. Thank you, babe. Thank you.
You're welcome, babe. I got to get back to stretching, but I love you. All
right, bye. I love you, babe.
Damn, that's not a real language.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It sounds like somebody lives in an igloo.
True.
Yeah. We also have another guest today. He's right over there. I think we should bring him in now.
Why do you want him?
Yeah, I think so. Oh, we got to move the Prime. Yeah. Oh, sorry. It's competitive brand deals. Fucking someone say something.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Morgan Wallen. I don't know. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Jake Paul. Oh, whoa. Holy shit.
Oh, no.
Oh, shit. Fucking mother.
Shit.
Fucking son of a bitch.
Well.
It's the tail. And you know what? You know what? I was told to cut this XL bully's tail when I got him, but I didn't.
Oh,
I didn't do
good.
That. I didn't cut his tail. I didn't cut his ears. Such a pretty dog. I didn't want to ruin him. But I have to be honest. If I had the choice to go back and do the tail, I probably would. For
he's
anyone who wants to get an XL bully,
dog.
I would, just because that thing is dangerous. And if I were to do it now, it would be considered an amputation. We don't want that.
Jake, do you have a dog?
I thought you were gonna say, do you have an amputation?
Jake, you ever get amputated?
Yeah. I have a golden retriever named Thor, and he's the most sweetest soul on the planet. Yeah.
I would have figured that you would have a pit bull.
I would like for you to put that microphone in your mouth.
I would like to not do that. Thank you.
But just move it a little closer. It's an audio podcast.
I know you put me in a bad seat, and now I have to turn to ask questions.
Are you saying that the three slot is a bad
it's
seat?
It's a
and that
horrible
whoever
seat.
Sits
don't
in that
listen to him. Just don't
seat.
Listen to him.
He's I never
bullying.
Do.
He's bullying.
He is a bully.
It's not. Both of you, I want to say this once and for all. The word is bully. It's
I
not
have
bully.
A,
it's
I
not
have a lisp.
It's not a lisp. It's not bully.
I have a speech impediment. I
you're
legitimately
a bully.
Have a speech impediment.
Jake, I saw a video today.
I can't say bully or woolly. Like my teacher in eighth grade or some shit was Mr. Woolly. I can't say it.
Who was the dude that you knocked out, the ex-UFC fighter?
Tyrone Woodley. No, I can say that. I can say that.
I saw a video today called Jake Paul Ends Bullying. I thought this was really inspirational.
If you're bullying someone, if you're bullying kids out there, stop it.
You're a really good guy.
Thanks, bro. I'm doing what I can, you know, and I'm a man of very few words. Yeah.
That was almost as impactful as David Guetta ending racism.
Yep. Hey, you got to start somewhere. You
know? I agree.
Brick by brick.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, I have to ask you something, dude. I should have asked you this off camera, but we're here. I'm going to ask you just because it's material. How did you get the Nate Diaz fight, dude? Because I thought I had it locked up. I thought for sure, man. I had it locked up, dude. How did you get that fight?
You never had it locked up.
Damn it. I guess not.
Yeah.
He told us we did. He was playing me. He was playing me hard, like a fiddle.
I told you that. I told you he's playing both sides. But like, he didn't. I don't know if I want to, like, go into it here. But basically, like, some of the people you work with, like, you could bleep that out. But, like, he doesn't know what the fuck he's doing, bro. Like, he does and he doesn't. But, like, just throwing money at someone doesn't make them, like, want to do it. And at the end of the day, what it came down to, honestly, is that he thought the world would view our fight as, like, way more legitimate than you. Him fighting you, like, to him was, like, a money grab because you hadn't beaten anybody.
I beat Floyd Mayweather.
I thought so. Me and me. But in person, it really looked like you beat him. I haven't watched it ever back on TV, but
no,
I still think you beat him. But
maybe if I fight him again. Listen, I get it, but it's disappointing, bro. I'm not even making the influencer top boxing list now.
Yeah, you've got pushed. No, you've been pushed so far out. Really are. Where do you get ranked on?
I'm 11. I'm not even in top 10.
That's so who's like above you? Like Astrid Wett. Like who do they, you know what I'm saying? Like who do they rank?
Yeah, like also they also had like Salt Poppy on this shit and like Anthony Taylor beat his fucking ass.
That was crazy.
It's embarrassing. It's like, bro, like everyone wants to like say these things. There's just like different levels to this shit, bro. They're still doing six rounds. Like no one's ever gone eight rounds besides me and you.
That's so weird.
Yeah. Like, bro, these lists, like, come on, suck a dick. Like y'all don't even know about boxing. Like, I'm sorry.
What'd you think about the KSI DQ?
Very, very valid for that to be a no contest. I mean, bro, sorry. It's like that was clearly illegal. I've been boxing for however many fucking years now, 4 years, sparred a gazillion times. My elbow has never touched a single person's face. Like you have to legitimately go for that to make that a thing.
No, that was not intentional.
I don't think
it was highly intentional. And I'm honestly got to call you out for it because like you're literally the only person who doesn't think that.
That it was that was not.
You're the only fucking person. There
is,
bro.
I'll die on the hill. There is no way that was intentional.
You're the only person who thinks that.
Bro, think he tried to elbow him in the face? That's ridiculous.
Meanwhile, he's punching you in the back of the head during your fight.
Okay, so
he's a dirty fighter.
I wouldn't even say that. I would say he's a wild fighter.
That's what I was gonna say.
So if you accidentally cheat on your girlfriend because you're a cheater, does it make it okay?
I'll tell you what, if you're knocked out and some girl gives you head.
What?
Just because you're a wild fighter, it's not the sport. This is a sport. So in basketball, if you're a wild defensive player and you elbow someone in the face, you're out of there. That's not a style. This is a fucking sport.
Well, I mean, Draymond's made a career out of it, bro. And he's...
But even then, it's like, it's not intentional. Like, yeah, he's done some crazy shit.
Bro, he stepped on someone's head, bro.
Yeah, and he got kicked off the game, ejected. Like, okay, cool. Like, he got penalized for that. And, like, it's so funny how fast they announced that KSI won right after. It was less than 45 seconds. That's the fastest I've ever seen.
Because
they didn't want them to turn it over in the ring. They know, bro. And even... Regardless, let's say it wasn't intentional. Let's just say it wasn't. Like you still get disqualified for that. Like no contest.
No contest.
You can't continue.
No,
exactly.
No, but he said the no contest was fair. And by the way, it was. That was like that's where I think the proper net out was that it was ruled a no contest in Lucky Joe Fournier. Lucky Joe Fournier, who's still undefeated.
And KSI now has like a whole zip code.
A new year, time for new growth. Grow your education and skills with Herzing University. Our online behavioral health programs fit your schedule and time. From an 8-month diploma program in health and human services to a 36-month bachelor's in psychology. Grow your behavioral health career with us wherever you are in your education. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Visit us online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109. Online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
As a record, yeah, it's like he's like, hold on, let's make sure we get this right.
It's like 0, 1, and 1. Or
I think, no, he's got 4 or 5 numbers. He's
1 and 1 or something.
I think he's 1, 0, 1, 1, and 1.
It's a phone number.
Yeah, we're a little behind. That was old news, but
I wanted to ask him about it.
I don't want to.
I know. Fuck that. No. Fuck that. That.
I mean, the biggest thing about it though is that like he's never actually beat someone good in.
Yo, you gotta stop saying that.
No, because I don't think he beat you. Jack Reese beat you. Like, dude, Jack Reese you crazy, lost because bro. He took 2 points away. You would have won the fight if. Didn't take 2 points away, no warning, anything. So like a fair, clean win. It hasn't happened for KSI unless it's a video gamer or like a fucking
Jesus.
I agree.
You stay out of it.
No,
you don't even
I
know
do.
What we're talking.
Yes,
about.
I do. Oh, yeah? I watch all of your fights, including yours on WWE.
Mikey I was really do. Around.
Could I ask a holistic question for a second? This may just be me. But like, I feel like the space right now needs another big fight. I feel like we've hit like a little bit of a lull. I don't know if anybody else feels that way. Like, I remember when it was like, you know, you facing off against pretty well-known combat, you know, sports athletes, you know, the Mayweather fight, mm-hmm. the Logan Paul KSI. Like, I don't want to, I hope we don't get to a point where it's like, oh shit, those were the heydays of this, you know, space.
I mean, now, bro, like, I mean, Tommy and I just did nearly 900,000
sure.
pay-per-view buys.
For sure, that's true.
And me and Nate, it's the biggest gate out of any of my fights by far. We've already sold more tickets than any of my fights in the fights in literally 2 months.
Let me tell you something.
Got it.
And he's the first opponent I've ever had that gets more likes than me on the Instagram post of the announcement.
He's got a good promotional dance partner.
Yeah. And he's got 1 million likes on his post. Like Tommy got like 500,000 or
Nate's
some
an Instagram star.
Now he is.
Yeah. You know, you have the fight August 5th on the same day as SummerSlam, which I assume I'll be competing in some regard. I don't know what I'll possibly be doing. I have some ideas, but you know, we'll be performing at the highest level in 2 of the biggest sports in the world on the same night.
It doesn't make any sense. And this has happened now. Like, it was Madison Square Garden. We were both on the posters.
It was 1 week and 1 week, it's but so now, bro, cool. It's the same. It's the same
it's
night.
So cool.
How am I going to pick which one to watch?
Yeah.
The main event of my fight will be after the WWE event. So you'll be able to watch both.
Where's your thing going to be?
Or the great city of Detroit.
How can I get from? I'm going to. I want to see the.
Let's be honest, bro. You're going to Jake's fight.
I really want to go to that. Can I tell you another?
My parents are going to Jake's fight.
Well, yeah.
You do a lot of WWE. Like,
you do.
I'm going to be with you at the. Are you able to talk about the.
No, I don't know. With the candidate.
Yo, here's another reason why I'm excited about your fight. And I think I sent this to you. There's a AAA baseball team. Called like the Frisco somethings, and in the outfield they have a fucking lazy river that you can watch the baseball.
You love
game.
Lazy rivers,
bro. That you actually, if they have like a Thirsty Thursday night where everybody gets in a tube and you watch the baseball game from the lazy river. So I'm going to your shit because I want to go to the because yours is in Dallas, right?
Yeah,
you're going to the fight to go into a lazy river.
Well, I just want to support the Frisco.
Frisco throwers. The Frisco ball of baseballs.
Are you training any differently for this fight?
Yes. Yes, very differently. I brought in a whole new team, which that first and foremost, like head coach, strength and conditioning coach, nutritionist, all of these things, and training way, way more intensely and more, way more two-a-days, way more sparring. And I have more time. So the last fight, I did like a 7-week camp, which was like fucking terrible. And I was going through like a bunch of shit. I don't even want to go into there. But like a lot of things are different, and mainly like the timing of it and just the tactics, the focus, all of these things. And I've said it before, like it's hard to remain focused when you're going into all these fights, making tens of millions of dollars, knocking everyone out and getting all these awards. So that was probably the biggest problem, was I lost that bit of like hunger.
Let me speak on that real quick with a little bit of a pivot and something I wanted to bring up to you. Have you watched a Conor McGregor documentary?
No.
The 4-part docuseries on Netflix?
No.
You should watch it. I know you have your feelings about Conor McGregor. He called his wife a whore and whatnot.
No, but like called Jacob all these donkey. People, all these people I like talk shit about. It's in a fun way. Like,
so is his wife actually a four?
Well, that's something that is
subjective.
Like, but yeah.
So here's the reason I asked.
But like that's the truth.
Okay,
like,
no, but here
is it shit talking? Is it if it's the truth?
Is it?
I'm balding. So if someone says, Jake, you're balding, am I going to be like, damn it, John Stiffy, I'm so mad? No, that's the truth. Like,
but do you have to bring someone's wife into it?
Well, I was more crazy back then, and he just brought her into it now.
Yeah, that was my fault.
That was three years ago. I wouldn't bring the wives back into it anymore. Like, I grew up. I'm maturing in front of everyone's eyes. Like, since the fucking Disney Channel, I'm changing. I'm growing. I'm evolving. I'm fucking 26 or something. Like, I don't even fucking know how old
I am.
I've heard a little bit about this. Mikey and Logan say your new house is epic.
Crazy.
Amazing.
Yeah.
You, I've seen huge differences between your old house, your new house. So maybe that is a part of growing up, right? You guys
all of
bought
it.
New houses.
Yeah, Abby, we live on an island.
There's
a lot of time to self-reflect and think and just be with your thoughts.
And be alone and not be like in the scene and sober and like all these things, man. All these things.
Yeah, some people are catching on that you bought a exclusive $15.7 million house.
That's just the payment. I think it's worth, it's more than that.
You got a great deal.
I got a great deal. I was patient, bro. I lived in a fucking shack for 2 years because the market was outrageous. And I was like, fuck this shit. But I waited and waited and waited and waited and literally got an incredible deal on the house.
So good, dude. It's really cool seeing that house and watching your hard work manifest, because you really work hard, man. You work so hard. I wonder if that's going to continue throughout your adult life. Like, I have this vision of you at like 40 after you've made your billions, super overweight with tattoos. And so I wonder, like, are you going to be hitting pads at 40 years old with a six pack, or are you going to be chilling with a cigar?
You know what's funny? You know what's really funny is I used to think for a lot of years that I would have done that exactly, that I would like be 40 and fat. Because I would love food. You know that.
I know. That's why.
I love food. And
cheers, brother.
Cheers, bro.
40 and
fat. This is a tough conversation to have in front of my brother.
They're talking about doing a show on me for TLC.
40 and fat.
40 and fat. That's going to be sick, dude. I can't wait.
Yeah. But basically, I was like, damn, I'm probably going to be like 40. And then this year, I realized that I would never like let myself go. But I'm definitely going to be fucking chilling with a cigar and probably be drinking.
Yeah.
So, I don't know much about you other than what I read, what I see. You had a tough loss this year. You had a tough breakup.
Yep.
What have you learned from both? Where are you going this year?
Well, I learned more about myself than anything. And I learned that I could be there for myself, which I didn't love know that. I was capable of before in such a major way. I had no one to really rely on. And I feel like it like made me a man, and it like tested me in so many ways. And I didn't turn to anything or anyone to save me. I just dealt with it all internally, straight up, hardcore, facing all the demons. And that's not easy. A lot of people, I think, in my position would take a break from boxing, turn away, go get fucked up a bunch.
I did all
hook up with
when I lost and had the breakup. I did everything he's saying.
Go right hook up with a bunch of girls. You're a better man than me, dude. Go hook up with a bunch of girls. Go on vacation, like drown in these other things. And I just faced every emotion, every thought, processed it, and it hurt a lot. Like it wasn't fun at all. And so, I guess I just had to grow into these new shoes. And when you're in those low moments, there's really no other way to deal with it. Otherwise, you're just putting it off. It's like a delayed reaction if you try and do all these other things or drowned in these, you know, other validations or alcohol or food or whatever it is. And to me, it motivated me. The day I got back from Dubai, from the loss, from Saudi Dubai back to PR, I had got off the flight and did a 5-mile jog. And since that day, haven't stopped training. And so you go through two paths in life in those moments. You go down the wrong one or you go up the right one. And up, I say, because it's a fucking uphill battle. It's a lot. It's not easy. It's way, way, way easier to go down. And I didn't even know if I could do it. I just tried to convince myself. And a lot of times I'd be going up the path and I'd stumble back down and have to pick myself back up again. But in those moments now, I feel so much stronger and I almost feel like complete. And there's almost this like relief on the other side of that, because I didn't know what my identity or ego would be after losing. I always like thought about it, like, what if I do lose? And I would always let that motivate me, but there was that fear and I was very scared of it. But now I'm not, because I know who I am. I know what I'm worth. I think it made me more confident to be able to lose and still walk in with that same bravado and same confidence and that same swag and still talk all of this shit, because I know how great I am. And it for some reason, when you deal with it this way, it doesn't feel like a loss. I turned it all into
a W,
a win.
But Conor McGregor still called you a donkey. Do you have any feelings on that specifically? Do you feel like you in any way resemble a bovine creature? You know, like he said, you kick like a donkey. Do you smell bad?
Sorry, what?
I'd like him to answer the question.
I would say I definitely got some kick.
Ridiculous. Yeah. It's crazy.
That was funny. That was a funny question.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No.
I think Conor McGregor's funny as fuck.
He's hilarious.
Like when I watch him like talk shit about me and he's like, oh yeah, the lad, he's a bit windy. He's a bit windy and he's a fucking donkey. And I was just like, I'm like, yeah, bro, like, yeah. But guess what, Connor? I'll beat the fucking fuck out of you. And you can't box as good as me. And I'm going to do to Nate what you couldn't, which is knock him the fuck out. And you're going to be sitting there with your new beer company that's failing, drinking it, drunk as fuck, realizing that you pissed your life away drinking at the end of the bottle, and you're going to say, damn, I really thought no one was going to do what I did in this sport. I really thought no one was going to be as big of a name. I really thought I was going to be the biggest forever. But you can't choose, and you can't have both lives. You can't have the fun party cocaine life and be the greatest fighter in the world, and you chose the wrong path. But that money fight will always be there, and when I knock Nate Diaz the fuck out and you realize I'm the biggest fight for you, call me and I'll answer. And I'm my own boss. I make my own decisions. I'm not in control by Dana White. I don't have a dad. And so I can make the fight happen. But if Dana lets you make the fight happen, then we can run it.
Okay.
What?
traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
That
the fuck did you just say? Wait, what? I just wanted to know if you identified as a bovine creature. You know? the rhetoric that just spewed from your gullet is mind-blowing, dude.
On a positive note, and this is what I wanted to mention when I asked you if you watched this documentary, I find Conor McGregor very inspiring. I find him very inspiring. And you should watch his documentary because perhaps...
I don't think being an alcoholic is like...
No. I think you're mistaken. I think he was that for a little bit, for a period of time. And then I think he got his act together and just like many humans, he got his ups, he got his downs. And this documentary really humanizes him. And the one thing, regardless of what you think about Conor McGregor or his wife, he made it out of the gutter with hard fucking physical
labor. That's why I said I respect him.
But to do it at his level, even when he has all that money and the Audi yacht repeatedly, and he does it for the love of the sport. Like, dude, to watch someone do what they love and sit in their pocket and just perfect their craft is an inspiring thing. And when it comes to fighting, there's nothing more primal than that. It's the hardest job in the world, man. And he's doing it. So like we could talk all this shit about him, but man, like you could look at Conor McGregor and think one of two things. One, I'm gonna let this inspire me, or two, fuck this guy because I don't have what he has. Or three, maybe the Jake Paul position, a little bit of both, where I would beat his ass. A little bit of both.
I respect him, but I'm gonna fuck him up. And that's great and all, but like, this is the entertainment business. So are we going to be entertaining, or are we going to sit here and go,
I saw a doc and I respect him. And
So right now it seems like, just let me get this clear. You're calling him a bitch right now. That's what I'm reading from it. Like you gave him a funny voice. And let's just be honest, the fight everybody wants to see is you two fight each other. I'm sorry.
I brought that up last night.
I'm just going to address the fucking cat in the fucking bag.
Hey,
dude.
It's one of the,
each other up, dude.
It's one of the biggest fights in combat sports that could be made right now. And especially after I do what I do to Nate Diaz.
Oh, sorry. You're talking about fighting Connor or Logan?
Oh, me and him?
Yeah.
I was talking about Connor.
Looks like we had a bit of a disconnect there.
Would you even fight LP?
No, I actually, it's interestingly enough, like, I had this like epiphany where I was like, why the fuck would we ever do this? Like, fuck that.
I had the same epiphany at your age.
Yeah.
It was so intriguing for so many years because I know how big of a show it would be, but like, I got one brother. You know, I don't want to fight him.
I would like to fight my brother.
You guys should fight. I feel like you'd fucking knock him out, kick his ankle in.
I'm gonna have him train me. I could carry that swagger really far.
For sure.
It was after, I think a month after losing. And I was like, damn, like, one of us is going to have to feel this feeling. And that's not good.
Who would it be, you think?
I mean, bro, like, I'm not even like that's like feeding into it more now.
You know what's funny
is, and I've told all my friends this, but like, you are the better athlete, faster, like more gifted, but you just haven't taken boxing as seriously.
And I'll tell you why.
Underachiever.
No, I don't. I mean, I think I know why, but maybe I don't. I don't know.
The one asset that I believe I have, like really have, is my brain, and I don't want to mess it up.
I think the same thing. I think first and foremost that, like, getting hit, I don't think you like love to show up to like a full training camp and like deal with that.
What do you mean? No. This is my problem. I don't give a shit about getting hit. I don't care at all. It doesn't faze me. I go harder when I get hit. But boxing, if you do it consistently and repeatedly for a period of years, will, no matter how you cut it, have a detriment to your mental health because of your brain.
Yeah.
And I'm not as willing to do that as you are, because I have found I could diversify in a way that will keep me healthy.
Oh, I don't know if it's that I'm willing. I think I need it. That's the difference.
Oh, respect.
Like, I kind of go off the deep end without boxing.
But I also think you are just naturally a really nice guy. I don't mean that. I don't mean that. And that's not to say. No, I didn't. I just think, Jake, I feel like you have a lot.
Everyone tells me they think you want to kill people.
Yeah,
yeah,
well,
no,
that's
no,
what my mom said.
No, that's what I was gonna say. That's what I was gonna say.
Murders, bro.
As like the third part. I mean, bro, we both ran from the cops on motorcycles.
No, that's psychos.
But like, that's what I was gonna say. Is the third point is honestly that like
I'm a puss, dude.
You just like weigh out the analytics of like why am I in front of a stadium of 20,000 people like going through this right now.
Do I need to be doing
this?
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
What if I don't think that.
The answer is always a resounding no. I could probably do anything.
Yeah.
Why am I here?
Yeah.
No, what? But I want to put on big shows, you know?
Yeah.
That's my love.
But that's why you're like
sportsmanship.
I think you're going to be the biggest star the UFC or the WWE has seen in like a decade or two.
Go. I am so hungry to get back in there, dude. Yeah. I am so hungry to get back in there, and I just got cable. I just got cable down here in Puerto Rico, so I've been watching Monday Night Raw and Friday Night SmackDown and the big events. Night of Champions just happened as a fan. And for the first time, I'm watching the consumer angle.
Yeah.
I didn't always do that. Like, as a YouTuber, I got to go and be a YouTuber because I knew what people were looking for and what they wanted and what made a good video and kept the audience retained. Now, as a WWE fan, I can see how the performance translates from what it feels like from my perspective to on TV. And I think this angle in these last 3 months I've had off in this sport will lead to an amazing next couple of years in the WWE. I appreciate you saying that, Jake. I'm really excited to get back.
Puerto Rico.
Yeah, like, finally, by the way, I was going to say, like, I wonder if the comments are going to say, like, Googling your net worth and then, like, I just got cable.
No, I think he meant like the island just got kicked because electricity.
No, it's his house. He doesn't have it.
And they have a couple grocery stores on the roadmap as well.
So actually, speaking of entertainers, Saudi was pretty entertaining, right? And I know you guys have talked about this, but I'm sitting at home. I'm watching you two, who are probably the most gifted entertainers in theory ever.
Yeah, right.
And then I'm watching my brother come into the ring.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people there. A lot of people there. What are you guys thinking as this is happening? Mikey, you start. Because you have so much anxiety. I'm just curious.
You guys you're giving me anxiety right
I hate
now.
You.
I know you're concerned earlier about your brain exploding, and I respect that, dude, because let's be honest. If you fight someone, you're probably going to get your ass beat. You always do. So your brain's going to get fucked up. And I want to ask you this question.
Yeah.
Elon Musk just got Neuralink approved by the FDA. They're going to start popping these bitches into motherfuckers' heads, bro. Yeah. Okay? Do you think either of you guys would sign up to be one of the first test cases for E. Musk's new brain chip? Now, I could help you in a lot of ways, dude. He can connect via Bluetooth to an iPhone. It can, you know, it can detect early illness. It can find out if you're at risk for certain cancers or if, you know, you're being affected by CTE or whatever, right? Maybe even help you get your dick hard. I don't know why I brought that up. But anyways.
Is that something you're struggling
with? No, it's just. Anyways, do you guys want to get a chip implanted into your brains by Elon Musk? That's my question.
I feel that's more for like inbred people.
You think so?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Like rednecks?
Yeah.
I don't think they have Wi-Fi.
Yeah, I don't. To do what? What would be the outcome of
I feel like a thing? I feel like a redneck wouldn't mind connecting their brain to Bluetooth.
I feel like the exact opposite. They would be like, hell no, brother. I'm a goddamn American. I'm not doing none of that bullshit. Yeah. Fucking space war shit, brother. Fucking Elon Musk can suck this fucking dick. Yeah.
I agree with Jake, bro.
That's true.
I feel like it's going to be like some fucking some lip.
It's I think it's like evil
scientists.
People. evil people will like want that first for sure.
Well, no. Let's shut it down. I don't think it's gonna be rednecks or villains. I think the first person to get a brain chip will probably be someone who's been promised that it can help save them from an affliction that they're.
Well, that's all. That's it. Really, should be for people who just need it. I think if it's anything outside of that, then people are going to abuse the fuck out of it, and it's just gonna turn into this terrible thing. I mean,
like Ozempic,
like.
Yeah, like, yeah. Ooh, like yeah. Ozempic. That's a good point.
You know about Ozempic?
No.
Oh, it's hot in the streets, bro.
This is gnarly, dude.
It's like the crack epidemic from the 80s, but now it's like it's in LA. Drug? It's at Erewhon.
It is not an
no, Erewhon. It's not an Erewhon. But like the crackheads are. You know what I'm saying?
It's a drug?
Ozempic is an injection that can suppress your appetite so you lose weight.
Yeah.
You take it once a week. It's for diabetic people. Yeah. And Instagram models.
It's like Tears Appetite. Same shit. Semaglutide.
There's a healthier version than Ozempic that I think is a bit easier access called something. I don't think that's it. But basically it's like the model injection now that a lot of Instagram models are using.
Yeah, and they're turning into Skeletors, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. And it when you get off it, your appetite can actually get worse.
Ooh. So it's like a rebound?
Essentially,
like you eat more when you get off it. Yeah. I wonder if it's affected cocaine sales. You know what I'm saying? In those markets, like model markets, because usually they just use cocaine to suppress their appetites, and now they use the diabetic drug
or Adderall
or Addies.
It's
yeah.
It's in such high demand that actual people who need it, diabetic folks who need it,
are sometimes
struggling to find it because, you know, you can get a doctor to prescribe it for you. David, you know about Ozempic, right?
How long has Mikey been taking it?
No, I never took it. But honestly, if you really think about it, who's going to get it first? Like, we need skinny models. I mean, skinny models will always be in demand. Diabetic people are you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like the skinny models.
This is why Mike is still 40 living in LA.
I mean, dude, like,
you still go to Hyde, don't
no,
you?
No, he's not 40.
I've never been there before.
He's never you been still to go to Hyde.
He's never been.
Listen, I guarantee you still go to Hyde.
Listen to me. 40 and fat is not happening now because of Ozempic, dude. Okay. It's 40 and Slay is the new name of it. All right. But listen. A paralyzed man from the Netherlands was able to walk simply by thinking about it, thanks to a system of implants. Do we walk by thinking about it? Like, okay, so how do you actually walk?
I'm feeling like this is too impulsive.
Yeah, this is
it went from like Neuralink to some drug about models to now a man walking.
No, that's fine. Yeah. It says right here that Tyson Fury's dad is saying that you may fight.
We don't care.
No, it's fine. Let's go back to combat sports, bro. Okay?
No.
I'm sure everyone in the audience is a huge fucking combat sports fan.
We don't have to care about
the fate of humanity,
which
is being run by a rocket scientist who now owns Twitter. Fuck all that shit. No one cares about that.
Your veins are popping out of your forehead.
I'll set the next few plays out.
Oh no, he's got his fast glasses.
That's fine. AI, none of that stuff matters. It's fine. Leave Ron DeSantis out of it. I'm sure.
That's what Hogan's I was gonna say. I literally was gonna say you're probably gonna bring up Ron DeSantis next. I swear to God.
Bro, listen, I got a topic sheet here, dude. All right.
Have you seen those old rappers on TikTok named Pete and Bass?
Oh, yeah. They're like foreign.
These dudes are incredible.
Yeah.
Is that what you were rapping?
Yes. Listen to these guys. Pete and Bass. They're famous on TikTok. They're older gentlemen, and they got bars. Look at this.
Banging on the chick because I'm a gangster bitch. I'm gang banging on the strip on some gangster shit. Hammering the truck and I can bang this clip. And if you want to test us, I'll let the rap to rip. Rips up, get back in. This next ain't stacking. This loose stay pressed where the boys go grabbing. The clock keeps
Put your glasses on.
This one phone call if I want
to. Oh.
Bad clipper, sipping the jack clicker. Big black jacket on my back, tin killer.
Hey.
Yo, come on. Come on. Mike, you dream of having that much swag.
Hard.
Look at you.
Totally.
Look at you.
Hard. It's like they're like.
You made me stop a physiological conversation about the future of brain implants to play a fucking 90-year-old top hat wearing gangster rapper. Yeah. Is that what just happened?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is from that the UK. Actually no, what just happened?
It's, but you, it's a story's not done. I did it because the boys issued an open verse challenge. And whoa. I'm here to doing. Spit.
Oh my God.
I'm here to spit.
You wow. sounded good.
They're like, are you about to like be like Lil Mabu?
I'm about to spit, bro. Here, hold this up.
I can't believe you
click,
just said
click
that.
This one. Click what? That one that says open verse challenge.
You just said that name.
Lil Mabu? Yeah. You don't, why? You don't think he's hard?
He's hard.
He's hard as fuck. And these guys are like what Lil Mabu is going to be like when he's older.
Yeah.
You can't deny like good music. What do I click?
The one that says open verse challenge.
Okay, got it.
And then hold it next to the mic. Yeah, yeah. So yeah, so I can, because I'm about to go crazy.
All right.
I wrote a little rap here. It's an open verse challenge. Hold it a little away. A little closer. All right, here we go. Yeah. Toe tag him, just learned backgammon. My mom's name Pam and I'm snacking on salmon. Chilling with my boys, sucking dick, making noise. Freestyle, getting sus, holy shit, I'm about to bust. Island life, I don't fuck with Matt Rife. If I see him, it's on sight, nah, I just capped twice. Jake beats Nate D, Tate is rapey. I'm being silly cause Prime made a Billy.
Okay, yeah, great, yeah. Great, okay. But can we briefly come okay. back to the part about you sucking dick? Did I hear that?
Did I say that?
Did I hear that?
Did I say that? Yeah, I heard you suck dick. No, wait, did I say that?
And 100%.
Who's? Yeah. And do you like Matt Rife or no?
I fuck with Matt Rife.
Okay, yeah. So you lied in the but cap twice.
I capped twice. Yeah. I said if I don't fuck okay. with Matt Rife, if I see him, it's on sight. Nah, I just capped twice.
Okay, but come back to the part about you sucking dick.
I don't think I said that.
I yeah, think you did.
So
even Jake went.
Pete and Bess, if I won that open verse challenge, let me know. I'll accept the pint. They said the winner gets a pint. I'd love to drink with you guys. You know who Matt Rife is? I feel like you would be like a housewife now, like a mom. You know, you're the kind of girl that likes Matt Rife.
She don't know who Matt Rife
I
is.
Don't.
She
I'm
don't
sorry.
Know who Matt Rife. She just found out who Dave Chappelle is, bro.
That she's is not, that not is such bullshit.
She's not on TikTok. Shout out Matt Rife. Matt Rife's come right, on the show.
What does he
soon.
Do?
He's a comedian.
He's a young, up and coming, very good looking comedian. And normally you see a guy like this on stage. Let's be honest. You say, fuck that guy. Fuck how he looks. He's definitely not funny. He's definitely not going to be able to make me laugh, but he does repeatedly. And he makes a bunch of people laugh. He's gone kind of TikTok viral because he has really good crowd work. So he'll interact with the crowd in a really creative way. And they're saying he's the next big thing in comedy.
I'll watch him.
I fuck with
By him. The way, I feel like I'm getting a lot of judgment from this side of the room. You're making fun of my dress. You're calling me a housewife.
Well, just because I see the baby. You have a baby.
I'm not a housewife. Well, and like, let's be very clear. The last time I was on the show, I was pregnant. I had
it's
a 10-pound, 8-ounce fucking baby, 23
once again, it's
inches.
Not our fault.
I got sawed
Should've
in half.
Baby Ozempic. Pregnant baby Ozempic, bro. They'll keep the weight down real quick, dude. And make sure it's not diabetic, dude. It's the
you
wonder
love
drug.
Sloan.
Dude, okay.
She's so
let's,
thick.
Let's talk
Abby.
About
She's
the topic at hand.
Thick baby.
My sister has a very large baby.
She but, is
okay,
not.
I'm sorry. My sister's a beautiful baby by the name of Sloan. I've had the luxury of spending some time with her because I've made time because I think we need to all make more time to spend with our families while we have them. And I've never felt like I wanted to have a child as much as when I'm spending time with this little girl. Dude, she is so happy and curious and bouncy and excited about life. And man, I have just been spraying in everything, every girl since I met that baby, bro. Because I'm just real intent on having my own, dude. I mean, everybody, dude. Every, you know, nickel hooker on the Raper Bond in
honestly, this dude, is not true.
Yeah, it's,
you know,
I can't believe this is your first time finally talking about these things.
It's not true.
Tell him what you said about his type on the way over here.
I said I was not going to say it on camera.
What are you gonna,
because
what?
It does a disservice to the girls you've dated, but you do have a type.
What type? What's the type?
Hoary.
Whoa.
Like, I just the I'm whoa, sorry.
I swear on my mom's life, I was like, okay, what's Mike's type in my head? And the word I thought of was whore.
And because there's there's no other way to just, and it's not, it doesn't, again, you've dated a lot of girls I've really liked, truly. And you have a type, like it, every picture you show me is a girl bent over. It is what it is. I don't judge them. Like, it is what it is. But that's your type.
Well,
you're not going to date a girl in an Oxford shirt. That's
well,
for
I don't.
Sure.
Yeah, I don't really have like a defense per se, because you're not wrong. But I will say, I think just because like my love life, well, it's not called that, but my life,
your sex life
is it is because of like how much I'm always like doing shit and like moving and shaking, or at least trying to like do shit all the time and build my career. It's a little transactional. And so the sex that I have is generally pretty transactional. So like, okay, let me ask you this question. If you had a nail that you had to, you know, knock into a piece of wood, would you use a hammer for it or a toothbrush? Just answer the question.
A hammer?
Okay, I have a very specific need that I need fulfilled in my life. Do you think I'm going to go after an Oxford wearing housewife for that need? Or am I going to find, you know...
Yeah, but maybe girls who wear Oxfords are just as good in bed.
I'm not to call you out because it's kind of weird, but
don't
like,
don't okay. Please don't,
because some, you know, like
don't do it. That's
you
weird.
Don't strike me as someone that's
cut that, please, for the love of fucking God.
You just, you know what I'm saying, like dude.
I'm just saying, like Logan and I had this discussion last night.
Jack told me he got one hand job in the past 3 years, and that's it, dude. I'm not going to fucking lie. It's like crazy, bro. I got real serious needs. I got an addiction. Rice will crack. Okay, dude? Like, I can't deal with some standoff, like, hold out.
All right, then you're going to be alone forever.
Well, I don't feel so lonely. Yeah,
you can't just say that.
I just have a constant refresh button. Reload.
Hey, can you imagine having a sister? This dynamic is hilarious to me.
Yeah, I can't imagine like talking about sex with
no,
my sister.
No, that's what
well,
I'm saying.
Well, because you become best friends with them. A brother-sister relationship is like, you like from the outside, anybody that has a sister, any guy that has a sister, any sister or girl that has a brother, they know that it's the only time in life that you have that type of relationship with a girl where you can just talk about anything. I mean, you're basically like homies. Like mine and her relationship is similar to you guys, except I've never punched her in the face. And to be honest
that's
with you,
not
I can't
true.
Even claim, yeah, that's probably not true. You know what I'm saying? So like,
well, honestly, like I tend to be the first person he calls when he's got a problem. Like he's like, I'll give a fake example for everyone in the crowd. You know, maybe Mikey's traveling and he calls and he says, I have a hemorrhoid. And you're like, okay, well, like, let's talk about what you should do here.
Let's dissect that.
You know? And so,
what,
like,
dissect your hemorrhoid.
The only issue with Abby is like, well, her biggest problem is she exaggerates. Like,
it's
heavily, bro.
Such bullshit.
Another thing about her is... You think Connor can sell a fight? This girl is the biggest instigator in the fucking world.
Do I look like
in
an instigator?
In the world.
Do
like,
I
bro,
look
if
like
I send my mom, if I send my mom a dozen roses like on Mother's Day, you know, Jillian got her 2 dozen. And mom, looks like you have a new favorite. She has a fucking family rankings list that she updates once a week. Called Malak Family Rankings, and she ranks the family members. And guess who's always dead last?
That is so
guess who's always
untrue.
Fucking dead last?
It's
bro.
Untrue because my mom absolutely worships the ground my brother walks on. You know that. You know that.
Well, Mike is a spitting image of Robin.
No, but that's not why. You
Mike
know.
Is Robin.
No, you know why. That's
when
case.
I'm staying with Mike at his house, it's Robin.
Yeah.
You're crafty, Abby. You're crafty and smart. You guys, you and Jack are very intelligent. It's cool hanging out with like some smart people. And I realized,
who do you usually hang out with, bro?
I guess your girlfriends.
I don't know. I guess no. Just like I don't know. You guys are. We have great dialogue. It's good.
I agree.
Yeah, you guys. I have always really love that you
like think about this. Think about this. You weren't even coming to Puerto Rico. Your sister, her husband, and their child. Baby. I just invited them to come hang out with me and Nina. Yeah. Like, I love these guys.
And that makes me so happy.
Yeah, you like you I came, love, you came way I after know. The fact.
I love that you guys have that relationship. It makes me so happy. And like they've just been raving for like the past few days about how great of a host you are.
Wait till Nina gets here. I'm not a good host. Nina gives a
You're
shit
a
about the people in the
host.
House. Thank you. I was gonna say though, do you know this about your sister? She regularly and strategically uses ChatGPT. Like Mikey, for a That's lot funny. Of stuff, has the app on her phone and asks the thing to, what do you ask it to do? Can you say?
No, just a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Everything, dude. You can ask. I didn't realize how many people are actually using ChatGPT as like
are
a
doing
real
this
tool.
Now. Yeah, like I was talking with someone on my team about what he uses it for, and it's fucking crazy.
Yeah, it's
like,
everything, anything.
Yeah, and it's just like a cheat code. But I think it's a crutch that eventually is going to fuck people up.
I agree.
Really?
Yeah. It's almost like alcohol. Like you feel happier
Jake,
in the moment.
Okay, you keep saying that. I'm holding a glass of wine, and it's making me feel really judged. I'm just trying to take the edge off a little.
No. It's not that, but it's just like a temporary fix.
What? It's AI.
No, I think she's talking about booze.
Yeah, because they're like, you're going to become like super reliant on it. It's like working out with like a weight belt.
Can I give a hot take right now?
Ooh.
It's your guys' show.
It's true.
It's no. Too, no, yeah, now no, you
yeah,
can't.
Don't do that.
It's too late. It's too late.
Of course.
Bro, it's
of course,
too late.
Of course,
all these but. Like, yo, like, maybe we should pump the brakes here, dude. Like, AI is going to, you know, take jobs away from the cashier at Wendy's. Or like, yo, man, people are using too much social media. Bro, it's a wrap, bro. It is a wrap. We are gone. We've turned into a fucking...
Well, it's been banned
turned
in
into
Italy.
People from WALL-E. I'm telling you, we turned into fucking
WALL-E
people from WALL-E.
We're the WALL-E
within,
people.
Mark my words, within 10 years, there will be people that have skeletal systems, bro.
Like the guy in Hawaii?
Skeletal systems. Yes. Like skeletal systems made of jam.
Yeah.
And they will sit in a little tube, and they won't be able to walk because they have to take those little fucking carts around the grocery store.
Yeah.
Here's one thing
it's
I'll say.
It's going to be much worse than that.
No. Here's one thing I'll say. If you right now can go, this is not financial advice, but if you could go right now and invest money in those little carts that handicapped people use right now in the brand that makes those, I guarantee in 10 years, all four of the people on this couch will be riding around in one of those. Your skeleton will be jelly.
No, this is
your
why,
skeleton will be
no,
jelly.
No, but like if you want to actually go into this conversation, it's like real tangible things are going to become more important, and like the digital version of things aren't going to be as important. So like, for example, sports, like AI is going to make sports more important because you have to practice and do something repetitively and use your physical body to be great at something. Whereas like this creative stuff and this digital work and writing and graphic design and editing and music, all of these things are going to become less important and there's going to be less respect for the people who do those things because you don't know whether or not AI actually did this or created that. And so if you can find yourself in a physical industry, this is like why being an athlete will actually become better during the AI ages.
What about when they combine artificial intelligence with artificial physicality? Meaning,
but like a robot doing something?
Yes.
But no one's going to care because it's a robot. Really? And there's no story behind the robot. I was crafted in Silicon Valley and no one cares.
No, they'll start to apply
it. There's a show called BattleBots.
Yeah, no one cares.
It's entertaining, but at the end of the day, no one cares.
It's a fucking robot.
It's a robot.
Like, stories are what makes sports amazing. And the unknown of it all, like even when like the Celtics last night,
crazy
3 points, crazy. Three free throws, like you can't make that shit up, and like robots can't do that.
Why don't we give the robots a backstory? Get them addicted to crack.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Have
Will
them go through
Smith,
a breakup with
Will
another
Smith,
robot.
I am robot. Will Smith, I am robot. Well, when you found out Will Smith was a fucking robot. What? That is that movie, right?
No, he's not a robot.
What's the one?
No, he's not a robot.
I robot.
What's the one where he slides down the pole at the end, the fiber and his whole arm is...
Oh,
is...
so he had a robotic arm.
Oh, yeah. What movie? Fuck.
You're thinking of The Sixth Sense where Bruce Willis was the ghost.
What?
Name a movie where there's a robotic person.
Wall-E.
No greater example. You're telling me that by the end of Wall-E, you were not so invested in that story. Like if somebody That's came true. Up to me 90% through Wall-E and was like, yo, bad news. You either have to turn this movie off or you're Logan's going to unfortunately get shot in the femur. Like I'm watching the end of that. I'm going to be like, bro, sorry. He's got two legs. He'll have to make it. That movie.
We were invested in Wall-E, even though he's a robot.
Because yeah, like at some point the robots will be conscious and like hundreds of years from now, yes, they'll have their own story and personal feelings and such. But the physicality of them doing what they can do is not special because they could just be cloned and replicated, where someone like Shaq could never be cloned and replicated.
What about
it's such a unique situation and it's rare and that's what makes it special versus like a robot could just be like switched around, switching the parts, and that will make it good at physicality in sports.
What about when the robots are able to actually...
Quinn has a lot to say.
Can we talk really quickly about how big Quinn is?
He's a big boy.
And the reason I bring that up, Logan has been trying to introduce Quinn to my daughter, and he is such a sweet dog, but boy, I am terrified.
He just doesn't know. So, okay. Jake mentioned at the opening of this podcast that his dog is on the spectrum. Mm-hmm. Supposedly, with Merle dogs, which is the coat of Quinn, if they have that little speck, here, let's see if we can get him to look at Caleb. If they have that little speck in their eye, which he does, it's a sign that he's a little special for Merle dogs. And it makes a lot of sense because he doesn't realize how big he is or realize like anything for that matter. And so you do have to watch him around small babies. And big babies like your baby. Because he does, he'll accidentally, you know, throw a paw out and do a little damage. Yeah. So we got to be careful because he doesn't know, but he's a good boy. He's a good boy. He's learning how to swim this week. We got him a life jacket.
That was amazing.
You know what I'm trying this weekend? Logan Paul's cheeseburger.
Oh, I've heard a lot about this.
Yeah.
Smash burger.
Yeah.
It's a double.
He's trying to get it on the menu.
Yeah. It's called Love at First Bite because me and Nina made it.
Bro, people got pissed about that post.
What?
A lot of people were messaging me. They were like, this is your fucking thing. Don't let him weasel his way into it.
Oh.
They were like, fucking, you know, you should own all of Prime and like all this shit, yeah. Bro. Didn't seem really right what they were
saying. I could see how someone could think that.
I can't. How about two friends doing something together that's fucking awesome? This is the problem with America and just the world is people are fucking stupid. Yeah. I'm sick of it.
That is the so problem.
True.
Yeah.
It's
no,
so
it's,
true.
No, it's really so fucking true. Bad. It's really bad.
I wanted to say... What, are you going to go? Okay, okay. I want to say something positive.
You're about to go to a dark place.
No, like, bro, like, I can't. No,
we started him up. He's going.
I can't. People are just like... I'm like blown away on a daily basis about how disrespectful and out of mind and out of body and how naive and
terrible
people are.
I said this on a couple podcasts ago.
Yep.
I think there are people alive today, more than I'd like to admit, who have the same collective intelligence as cavemen.
No.
Like,
worse.
The same. The only difference is there's technology and stuff.
No, that makes it worse. That's why I said worse, because they don't even realize how addicted they are to their phones. They're literally, like, they don't exist.
Well, I could argue that.
They don't. They're there, but, like, they're actually a negative input to the world.
They're net negative.
Was he going? Is he thinking about the same person I'm thinking about?
I don't know if
I'm
he's
thinking
about
like billions of people.
Who are you talking about, Abby? Say the name, we'll believe it. For our.
Oh.
Oh my god.
Oh.
He's no. He's
doing no. Don't.
So okay. Can where what is your input for that statement? Is it the things that you see online, what you see people saying online? Is that
no,
like
I want to change this to something positive.
Yeah, sorry, yeah. Okay.
I
want to change
it
to something positive.
I don't even want to go there because like I don't think it helps by going there, but like people like more people need to like do shrooms and like wake up and like realize. Like,
I think there's a disclaimer.
Like
now,
what is like a consciousness.
You just, we have to have a disclaimer.
What now on podcast? Yeah. But this is my exact point.
No, on this podcast, just because of the douche room stuff.
Yeah.
The douche room? What is that?
You just,
it's a
you
new,
just said
it's a new
that.
Brand called douche room.
Douche rooms. People do douche rooms.
Oh, douche rooms. Yeah, no.
The douche rooms is where a bunch of jackasses.
But, that's
out.
My exact point. Like the fact that you have to have like disclaimers on shit and content now, and like you can't say certain things because like it's because of the fucking idiots.
Yeah.
No, 100%. But that was always the case.
I shouldn't do that. Okay.
Hey, congrats.
Like drink responsible. Like, we can't put this in here, but, like, I don't know.
Congrats on signing Francis Ngannou to PFL.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's huge.
That's awesome.
Huge.
That's
changing
awesome.
The fight game forever. And he's showing other fighters what it means to be independent and to make a boatload of money and to escape the monopoly. That is the UFC.
Whoa, hey, our partner. We're a proud sponsor of the UFC, proudest partnership of my life. So I'm going to need you to retract that statement, brother.
But do you agree with like how they pay fighters and treat them?
We're getting some.
Hold on. Let me think about this.
Yeah.
Francis,
here's my honest answer, Jake. I don't know if I know enough about how they treat fighters and about how much they're paid to accurately answer this question where I can hold my head high and stamp that statement.
Good answer. Weasel your way out, you lib.
Well, all right. So, yeah.
No, nice like safety answer.
No,
bro.
For sure.
Who
that was
told
a
you to say that on the Illuminati?
Answer.
I am media trained.
Bro, you're bought and sold, bro.
Bought
and sold.
I'm a stock. You can find me on the NASDAQ 500, baby. The comment section's gassing up right now.
Logan finally showed his true colors. There he is.
Fucking lib.
Well, you did get a very impressive phone call at the bar last night.
It's the coolest thing about being involved with the UFC. Dana White will randomly FaceTime me. I'll be around homies and I just pick up and say what's up to Dana. He congratulates
us. Pretty cool.
Well, when he got the call, because like normally he'll like step out or like put his ear pods in. He probably was like, yeah, Dana. Yeah, Dana. What's up, man? Good to hear from you, brother. Dana White.
He.
I guess I'm just different in the sense where, like,
no.
No, you didn't. You were on in the bar, right? Like,
well, we were at the bar for 20 minutes. I felt like if I stepped out for
did
five.
Did you have the baby at the bar with
we
you?
We did.
What's worse?
No,
can I touch on this really quick? I'm sorry. The bringing the baby to places where
it was early. Hold on.
I was at Carbone last night. I was at Carbone last night on a date with a wonderful woman who I plan on.
And you plan on what? You plan on what?
Fucking.
And there was a man. There was a man next to me who brought a baby to a fucking baby to Carbone at 11 p.m. on a Saturday.
Okay,
why is that baby even awake right now?
Different.
Why is that baby even awake? What's the baby going to have a quick spicy rigatoni?
Hold on.
The baby got no fucking teeth. What's the baby going to do to the fucking Dover sole?
You guys
fucking
you
chomp
guys
on it with his
seriously
gums.
So fucking dumb. Okay, listen. Because Logan asks me, and I just have to say this. Logan asked me if Sloan was going to come with us. What was I going to do? Leave my 8-month-old by your pool? Like, what?
Dude, she's got to be self-sufficient.
Let me ask you this.
Did she, if she
you
if she
have
even
a baby.
Cried for a second, we would leave.
I don't know if I could. I don't know.
You can't.
Can say
you
this.
I think you can. I think you should
do
say it.
Do you regret naming your baby after a bathroom company?
That is Sloan. Sloan's name is Sloane. Fuck you, Jake.
Like, honestly, though, like, I have a note on my phone that says ideas that I'll never do. And, like, it's like companies and things because I just don't have the time. But there's like a list of like 15 things. And one of them is naming people's babies for them because people are fucking terrible at naming their babies.
Logan had his.
Logan.
He had a problem with it, too.
He did.
But Sloan, here's the thing that I don't get. Quick. Sloan is one of the hottest
I like the name
baby
Sloan.
Names in
I
the
like
world
the name
right
Sloan.
Now. It is.
But it's like named after like
you don't, and it's okay.
But like, I love the name Sloan.
But like when
Abby,
but like
I love it.
But when you're pissing in the urinal and it says Sloan, like no, people but, are pissing.
Yeah,
out
but
your
that's
baby.
Yeah, but that's a shit take though, because when I piss in the urinal, it says Prime on the Prime pad.
Dude, there's a Prime branded.
You know what
little
I'm saying?
Cake,
so like you can't just just like name like bro. If I want to name my kid Honda, I'm not gonna not do it because there's a lawnmower named that.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like
it's, I'm gonna not do that.
Well, okay, Honda was a bad example.
Maybe the like, I want to name my baby like Kawasaki. I'm not gonna be like, oh, there's a motorcycle brand name. This.
What if I want to name my baby
Charmin? My kid Under Armour.
All right, it was a shit example, okay? But Charmin, right? If I want to name my kid Charmin, oh,
it's
you can't do that. You wipe your ass
like,
with toilet.
It's just something to think about, and it's only 8 months.
Oh,
old.
Thank you for letting me think
okay,
about that.
Okay, what should the name have been?
Like, just something like indie, like Echo.
Oh, for the love of Christ, dude. For the love of Christ, dude. What the fuck?
You
dude,
know,
Elon
it
Musk
is,
named
it
his
is,
kid ZX-C47-8.
It is one of the only things that you really can't say to someone after the fact, right? Like, Logan was like, I don't, Mikey always tells me what he says. He's like, oh, let's talk about stirring the fucking pot. Here you are. You're like, Logan doesn't like your baby's name.
But Abby, I was still, I was in brainstorming phase. That was brainstorming feedback.
I already had her.
Well,
it's her name. Well, I love her. I love her name. I love it.
I do too. I do too.
I don't even do that.
I'll tell you what I don't like.
Your attitude.
I don't like my attitude. That's what I don't like.
I think it's a cool name. I just
now you're backpedaling.
No. He just was curious if he was named after a bathroom.
I don't know if you thought about that.
No, I didn't.
Okay. I would consider naming my child Thomas, bro.
No,
I would never say, oh my God, like he's an English muffin. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck are you talking about? And then you're like, oh dude, like name him after a sound effect that is existing in the hallway.
Echo.
Hey, Echo. Come here, kid. Like, what the fuck, Jake?
No, like, or like everything that he does, like, echoes into eternity and he's a fucking gangster.
All right, give a second choice.
What?
A second
but,
choice
but,
besides
but.
Echo.
Yeah, what else?
I really like colors. Like
yellow.
As a name, colors.
Yellow Paul.
Okay, but here's the difference.
I'm not gonna like give out the names though, like on like my favorite ones on this.
I feel like you would name a child like Gunner.
No.
But here is the only difference.
Ammunition.
If you said that to me, if you said
yo,
to me,
ammo, get
I
over
like
here.
Echo, I'd be like, that's
I,
great.
It definitely would like Echo's, like Gunner would cross my mind, but I'd be like, no. I'd be like, babe, what about Gunner? No. You're kind of right.
So, Jake, do you want children?
I want a bunch of them motherfuckers.
Yo, Grenade, get over here for a second.
Paul. We both want to name the runt of our family Paul.
And imagine if there's two of them, two Paw-Paws. And they like just like go like this
go
and punch
it.
Each other.
Why don't you just name your kid Rue?
Rue Paul?
Did you see
I think that's for old
did
people,
you see
like
the,
a joke for old
no,
people.
No, Theo Vaughn. That was so funny, dude.
It's the show, the RuPaul's Drag Show.
No, but did you see the Theo Vaughn clip?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, Theo thinks you're going to die
before
me.
Oh, yeah, did you see that?
Theo Vaughn,
he's going to what?
No, he didn't even say before you, he said soon.
Theo
like,
Vaughn thinks it's time up soon, dude.
For me?
Yeah. I don't know where he's getting
what
his intel.
The fuck, bro, and you know what's scary? Is I think that man knows something we don't. Holy fuck, Theo.
I want to.
Oh, fuck, bro. Why didn't you tell me? What the fuck, bro? I followed you on Instagram and like you could have fucking DM'd me, bro. What did he say?
He said he thinks more things could go wrong for you.
No.
That's not what he said. So Kyle asked him specifically, which one of the Paul brothers do you think is going to live longer? Oh, no, actually, Theo asked Kyle and Kyle didn't really have an answer. So he flipped it back to Theo and Theo said, easiest answer ever. It's Logan. Because so much shit has happened to you. Yeah, that basically you can anticipate more shit to happen.
Yeah, he thinks. I mean, bro, you're boxing, you know?
No, I don't think that's what it was. I think it was more like random shit.
Fuck, Theo.
Yeah, he does know something weird.
Yeah, because like he's really like ahead of his time.
Can I say this, dude? That dude is his brain he might already have the microchip.
Yeah.
Like Theo Von might have been the first person to get the microchip.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
there's no one on earth that his brain works.
You know how like they say like people are on the spectrum?
Yeah.
He is the spectrum.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh. Like he created it.
Right.
Yeah.
He's like the architect in the Matrix.
Yeah, exactly.
100%.
He's way ahead of everyone. Guy's incredible. When he said that a ferret is the limousine of rats, that's when I knew this motherfucker was God.
Yeah. His brain is different.
You know which one did it for me? It was when he said he'll see a snail and he'll move it 10 feet, save it 5 days of travel.
Oh, God. See, like, only like... Oh, that's so incredible. Like, what a guy.
I've seen the clip where the girl's people, like, she's like, I'm dyslexic. And he's like, yeah, show us your tits. Did you see that one? Shit. He's the funniest person.
Yeah, like some people like just don't get enough respect. And while they're alive, like everyone loves to praise people while they're dead. I was just thinking about this on the ride over here, like, we need to praise more people while they're alive.
Give them their flowers.
Yeah, like the guy is something else, man.
Yeah, yeah, he is.
He has to be the funniest on the planet. Right?
He's really funny. He's funny, and the internet loves him.
Top five.
They love him.
Top five.
He destroys in traditional and innovative influencer shit. Listen.
Remember when he told us that story about his neighbor who had Shaq's shoes?
Yo, don't even get into Theo Von's stories.
Do you think he
some of that?
Yeah, you don't know which ones are real and which ones are fake.
Now I'm worried.
Yo, are you dating the fastest speed skater alive?
Good question.
Oh.
Good question.
One of the fastest speed skaters alive. The fastest female speed skater alive. Yes.
That's legit.
That is legit. She is, wow. She's,
is she taller than you?
We're the same height.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That's fucking, because you're tall. You're not do you ever get, intimidated?
Threatened?
No, I think it's sexy as fuck. I think it's so sexy. And, like, there's, like, more woman and she's like so curvy, has the nicest body in the fucking world, and I'm obsessed with her. And basically, like, I get more woman.
This is like a Saudi skyscraper.
This is interesting because I feel like
God, here comes some analytical stuff.
No, I just think I feel like you are a real lover.
Are you trashed right now? Are you fucking wasted? I noticed that full glass of wine you're drinking.
Yeah, my half a glass of wine. I'm just saying, like, no, maybe sure. Maybe you do everything with passion, right? Like, you fight with passion. Maybe you love with passion.
Yeah, that's true.
No, I think love was probably one of the first things I understood how to do. And I was like a mama's boy. And I think you were like a dad's guy and I was a mama's boy. And having that connection with like the female side of things was like always so important for me, just like for my soul, just in general. I always loved my mom so much and like needed that care and that love. And yeah, like Yuta is such an amazing woman. And like, she reminds me so much of mom. She's so sweet and cooking and she like amazes me for how mature she is, how emotionally intelligent she is, how good she is at communicating, how good she is at loving. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And she's like the purest soul I've ever met, like out of anyone. And I said to her, like within like the first couple of days of meeting her, I was like, you've never even killed an ant, have you? And she's like, no, I would never kill an ant. Like, I don't know, like, Her smile, her eyes, like her laugh, just like give me life on a daily basis. And I don't know. I've never met anyone like her. And she's only 24. And she's already such like an incredible, determined, smart, hardworking, loyal, trustworthy
person. It's like pretty much every adjective.
And every fucking adjective that is exists, she... No.
So she's super pure. I want to ask you this. The sport of skating, more figure skating than speed skating, but skating in general for the women's side is actually one of the most violent places in the world. I mean, there's been all kinds of violent attacks in that space. I don't know if you remember Nancy Kerrigan and Tanya Harding.
Yeah.
So do you ever worry when she goes to work being this pure soul that somebody's going to try to take her kneecap out with a pipe, dude? Do you know, do you have those fears?
No.
Because, bro, they're nasty. It's
something
space
to think about.
No.
One of the first jokes,
like, it's clearly a fucking joke. But one of the first jokes I ever said to her was like, babe, like, I'm a professional boxer. Like, I'm finna fucking take out your opponents like Tanya Harden.
Whoa.
It was a joke. She didn't think it was that funny.
She didn't think it was that
funny. No, she was just like, not, because she's so nice. She was like, no, like, you can't do that, babe. And I was like, it was a joke.
Now, have your girlfriends met?
They have. We had a double date.
Yeah. It was great.
It was really good.
And they're both foreign.
Yeah, they're from like Europe. Europeans.
Countries up there.
Wait, do they talk in that same Igloo language? Dude, that language.
No,
is
but
weird,
it all
dude.
Sounds like.
Fleek, bloop, fleeken,
yeah. That's what it all sounds
fleeken,
like. So it sounds like,
at any
like they
point,
know.
I feel
this.
Like they're both going to jump into a bobsled and just dip. You know what I'm saying? Like, at any moment.
It sounds like the same language, but I know like a couple Dutch words now. Which
yeah,
is
she
really
speaks
good.
Dutch.
Yeah.
Does she ever put you in a Dutch oven?
So what's funny is I told her, I was like, babe, like, do you know what a Dutch oven is? And she's like, no.
Why does he answer everything that?
Bro, because they don't, everything is different in America. Like, they don't know about these things. And I was like,
yeah.
I was like, this is super important, babe. And by the way, she doesn't even know what like Dutch Bros coffee is.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Does she know about Joe and the Juice?
No.
I love Joe and the Juice, dude.
Is but, that why Conor McGregor called you Windy? Isn't ooh. A Dutch oven when
No, he's called, he's talking about my cardio.
Saying you're smarter.
Trash. Like, what kind of question is
no,
that,
you
bro?
Said when you said that.
Wait, I'm talking about my cardio.
I have to know, yeah. did you show her what a Dutch oven was?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You, like fully like trapped under there, like held the covers down?
Yeah, suffocation.
No breathing. Don't give a fuck if I cover your breathing. That's a classic.
Rest in peace,
bro.
Headphone. No, I didn't do that. I wouldn't do that.
You should do that.
No.
Post burrito.
I still don't think she knows what it is. She's going to have to go on Urban Dictionary and Google that shit. But yeah, man, like pretty fucking incredible of a woman and very happy with her. I'm in love.
Yeah.
I'm
have you guys
I'm
ever
deeply in love?
That's awesome.
It's so
dude.
Cool, bro. Congrats. It's crazy how life works, man. It just like punches you, then fucking punches you again, then fucking knocks you to the fucking
I think it's
floor.
Your neighbor.
To shreds right now. Yo, can I ask you guys a question on the note that we're currently discussing? Did either of you feel ever in your life like kind of detached from the ability to like love? And how did you overcome it? Because I don't want to be a porn actor. I want to be a lover, dude, but I just don't. I've forgotten how. There was a time when I was a romantic. Ask my sister. I used to have real girlfriends, and we would go to war together. Right? Tell them about the girlfriends.
Well, you just like just as a outside looking in, you care more about.
Are you gonna call me a cloud chaser again?
No.
I swear
no,
to God,
no, no,
Jake,
no,
dude.
No.
Please, bro, I've been working on it.
No.
It's gonna be worse.
He's like, no. That's junior varsity compared to what's coming. Grenade. Watch this one. Yo, ammo, check this one out. I'm about to skewer him. What?
Well, like, in the past 2 years, like, I don't know. There's just, like, this. There's this choice in life always of, like I said earlier, the downhill and the uphill. And the downhill is the short-term validation of, like, hooking up with a bunch of girls. And that has benefits and excitements and fun. Wrapped in inside of it, it's a short-term fun because it doesn't last and it actually leaves you empty.
Yeah.
Versus the uphill battle is maybe more of like a steady thing, but it's forever and you just haven't chosen to go down the path of forever yet.
But do you think there's still hope for me?
Yeah, for sure.
Why did
you take so long to answer?
Yeah, why did you take?
I didn't answer at all.
Well, no. Wait, there's only hope for you if you choose that route. I don't think you're close to that. I think you have like. Maybe a couple more years of having fun.
But I'm almost 60. 40 and fat is waiting for me to finish the stage of my life.
You know, but you have to choose. You have to choose, because if you want the right woman who you're not going to end up divorced with in 10 years, she's going to be like, Mike, what the fuck did you do with all this shit? That's what Yuta did to me. She was like, what the fuck is wrong with you? You did all this shit. And like, obviously, I had to explain to her, like, sir, like, it is what it is. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
But like, you're allowed to change and grow as a human being.
For sure.
And your partner who sees you for who you are now should accept that and realize that and allow you to evolve and step into those shoes. Because that's life. That's fair. People change. And you have to make the change before that happens, though. You have to show the girl that you're going to be with that you've decided to make that change before she's there.
No, you're right. I'm far off from that. I have to change a lot of habits in my life. But I just get curious sometimes because I just haven't had like, I've had a lot of really, really good like prospects, like girls that are like really, really good people. They even have like real life jobs. They are supportive, all that stuff. But I don't really have access to that feeling anymore of like wanting to like settle down. And so I think I would like to talk to a therapist.
But you're not hanging out in the right groups, bro.
No, yeah, no. These were the right. I'm telling you, these were the right people.
Like who?
Where were they from? What state were they from? Just tell me what state.
The one.
Come on. No,
oh yeah, she's an OnlyFans girl.
Well, gotta make that money.
David said you cried about someone.
No, you don't. No. You don't. You don't have to make that money. Are your morals less important than money?
And you're anonymous, who cares? I'll show a tit.
No, no.
You should,
that's
bro.
A scapegoat. That's
you
a
show
scapegoat.
Your tits all the time.
That's a fucking scapegoat.
The problem is those aren't tits. The people that you want to be with long term.
So maybe I was thinking like Latina.
I'll take that.
Does that count? Or is that not far enough?
No, it counts.
Should I go to the fucking Baltics?
It counts.
Should I go to the Baltics?
It counts.
Bro, if you're watching this from Croatia or Albania, or even, I hesitate to say this, but even Estonia at this point. If you're watching this episode from Estonia, hit my DMs. I'll come out for Yacht Week. We'll have a good time. We don't need to pump those OF channels anymore. You got a new life ahead of you, and it's a fat baby coming your way, dude. I feel
Logan,
like that's a good approach.
Bro, look at
us.
A good friend.
Huh?
Doesn't she have a friend we
she's
can introduce
me to?
No. Yeah, but this is the thing is you're not ready for it, so don't look for it.
Yeah, you're right.
So
no, you're right. And by the way, that's been my stance.
Yeah.
The one he knows this, she knows this. The one thing I'll never do is like hurt somebody. Because I tell him up front, I'm like, dude, this is fun. We're having a good time. But in 2 days, I'm gonna go to Tel Aviv, which honestly is actually the truth. Like in 2 days, I'm gonna go to Tel Aviv. Bro, you know what I'm saying? So like whoever I'm talking to this week, bro, I don't know you anymore.
Bro,
even you are at risk, bro. Like, dude, like I'm going to fucking Israel, dude.
I actually asked I asked about your friendship last night.
It's never been stronger.
I said, how often do you two talk? And Logan was like, when we get together, we talk about everything.
Yeah, we catch up. Like the opposite of mustard. Listen, he's a busy guy. I would love to have more touch points physically.
I think I talk to him more than I talk to you, Mikey.
That's weird. That's strange.
It's not, though. It's always like bullshit stuff.
What are you wearing?
You don't like my outfit. I get it.
Well, what is it? A shirt? A dress?
A dress.
A shirt? A chef?
Wow. I thought I was going to come on for some good conversation.
I like your outfit.
Thank you.
I didn't know.
It's clean. It's simple. It's colorful. It's great.
I also never know that I am coming on this show. Ever.
Surprise.
We wanted the baby on, dude. We would prefer to have the baby. The baby with the headphones right there. It's going like this every 5 seconds.
Yeah, that's a smiling baby. I think we're good. I think we're done with this podcast.
I don't know. Maybe
I just hit my stride. Yeah, I think that ice pop's
hungry.
Got a long.
The only thing that I have to say is now I feel bad because Jake, you know, made fun of the drinking. I'm holding a glass of wine. He made fun of Sloan's name. Then, you know, he said no American women. And now I have to challenge him to a fight. Madison Square Garden.
Let's go.
Wait, I didn't make fun of the drinking. I personally have an issue of overindulging. It has nothing to do with you.
Yeah, glass of wine.
No, I think you're the only one judging yourself. You had one glass of wine, Abby.
And somehow your eyes are going in different directions, bro. How do you get that bopped off one glass?
Speaking of bops.
Oh, no.
Thank you guys for listening to this episode of Impulsive. And thanks for Jake Paul.
Should I hit the open verse?
Hit the open verse. Ready?
But if it's bad, you have to cut it out.
Fine.
When does it come in?
It's coming on this next. Ready? Here we go.
A million on the wrist.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.